For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Honestly, I judge it off of how you respond when it matters most. And we came out, we had some adversity earlier in the game. I definitely could have avoided some of those things. I put us in a bad spot as a team. I put us in a bad spot, but in the end, we made some crucial plays to extend drives, crucial plays down the field, crucial plays on defense, and even showing up on special teams as well, and that's what it's all about. So, but you're going to keep pressing forward. Keep pressing forward.
That's what they do, that's what they did, and that's how they got a victory. Eagles 1-0 after the win over the Packers. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, the voice there of Jalen Hurts, who had an up-and-down first game. The good was really good. I mean, they closed that last drive. He had some tough runs there. I thought the pass to Saquon for the first touchdown in the corner of the end zone was a beautiful ball by Jalen, and obviously a great catch getting the feed in by Saquon. Jalen did a lot of good things. He also did some stuff that just, quite frankly, concerns me. I mean, he has to be smarter than that with the football, and I'm not going to pass for week one because it's a pattern. The way I view it, it's become a pattern. My favorite thing about him, it's why I wanted him to play, it's why I thought he could be a tremendous Eagles quarterback, was he didn't make mistakes. First 34 starts, 18 total interceptions. Last 18 starts, 17 interceptions. Become basically one per game. And on Friday, it was two. It could have been more. 215-592-9494. But as Hugh pointed out, it was the first game with a new coordinator. It was a slippery field. 10-hour flight. We could line up the reasons. What, are you giving him a pass? I'm not. Hugh is. Alex in Philadelphia is up. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
Good morning, Alex. What's up, pal?
It sounds like you're hating on Jalen. It's like you want him to fail.
Why would I don't understand. Like me pointing out that he's made mistakes over and over the last year, why would I want him to fail? I want him to succeed.
Mm. You were being critical before the season even started. I've listened to you talk like with this offense he got, he should be this, and if he don't do that, he sucks.
Well, I never said that. No. But don't you agree that if they don't put up a lot of points, it comes back on him?
It comes back on him, and it also comes back on play calling, but this is the first game of the season. This is what happens when your starters don't play at least one series or two series on the preseason. You're not going to come out there and been in a rhythm like you've been playing for the last 5 or 6 weeks. It's not going to happen.
Alex, I agree with that, and I want him to play in the preseason. But this, if this was one game, like Alex, if he only threw like 6 or 7 or 8 interceptions last year, and then he had this game, then I could say, all right, I could hear you saying, Joe, you're overreacting. He threw a lot of interceptions last year, and then we start the year with almost 4. Like, this isn't just one game.
He started forcing the ball. You can't do that. You can't do that.
I agree.
Triple coverage, like, you know, you get on him about that when he comes back to the sideline. Like, you can't make throws like that. You know better. But it sounds like you hoping he fell or want him to fail.
Well, no, I don't.
That's what it sounds like to me.
No, that doesn't make any sense. Why would I want him to fail? I want him to stop throwing picks so the Eagles win football games. Like, I'm trying to get him right.
We're trying to get to New Orleans.
Yeah, we're going to be fine. Trust my word. Told you, Super Bowl, World Series.
Alex, that I'm into. Yeah, you had the parlay, the Philly parlay. Alex, we appreciate the phone call. Obviously, I don't want him to fail. What I want him to do is succeed. And here's why I think this is so interesting. Because as we saw Friday, with Saquon and with AJ and Devontae, and I thought the offensive line, I was concerned a little bit about them, right? With Becton at guard, we didn't know how he could do. He did pretty well. I thought Cam had the bad snaps, but he blocked pretty well. Like, Jalen was clean for the most part
adversity.
In that game.
And that's why, like, when I look at the game, everything that everybody's talking about, especially with us, is fair. Like I said, I'm listening to Ike yesterday, and he talked about how Jalen needs to play better because the standard is Super Bowl. That was not a Super Bowl performance.
It was not, no.
It was not a Super Bowl performance, and I don't believe that Jalen thinks that was a Super Bowl performance. But what I'm comfortable in is, like, you got to start somewhere. The bar isn't as low as we anticipated it to be. You know, because that, like, when I think about it like this, there was a lot of concern on how well Jalen would adapt to this new offense and how fast he would pick it up. That didn't look like that was that much of an issue the other night. Now, there were some miscues, no question about it. But like he said, There were some plays he wished he could get back, but there were also some plays where he made some pretty good plays. The fact, and I can't talk about it enough, man. That corner blitz, when they came off free and lit Jalen up like a Christmas tree and he was still able to make the play, that's huge. Plays like that, like your quarterback's going to get punished and you don't want him to be hit like that on a regular. But when you have plays like that that beat blitzes like that, when they sell all out and they go zero blitz and they come after you and you beat them, guess what they don't want to do the next time? They don't want to do that. Like you, there's been plenty of times, Jim Johnson, God bless his soul, man, that we would get in the games and we would get caught blitzing a couple times. Mm-hmm. And guess what we would do? Stop blitzing.
Of course, you don't want
to. Now we're playing base coverage, and now you don't know what to do because they got to answer for everything that you're doing. That's what you want to put the fear in the teams, man. The fact that Saquon Barkley ran the football the way that he did. That's another layer to this offense that we can exploit. We haven't scratched the surface of this. I would rather, in my mind, I look at it like this. It's like, say, starting in radio. I'm not the host that I was or the co-host that I was when I first started out. I feel like I'm better. But I had to start somewhere. You know what I mean? So that's how I kind of look at it. So you got to start somewhere.
I agree with you. But he's not a first or second year quarterback. He's a fifth year quarterback.
Yeah, that has had a lot of, like, Jalen has had a very, very interesting two, three years.
The last three, that's a starter. Yeah,
yeah. He got broke off an extreme amount of money. First he went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Had a pretty good run when he started. Went to the Super Bowl. That next offseason, got paid, became America's heartthrob. Oh, yeah, by the way, y'all women that are mad because Jalen Hurts got engaged, y'all are ridiculous. Here y'all never had a chance. I just wanted to say, like, y'all, the fact that y'all thought y'all had a chance with Jalen Hurts is just like me thinking that I have a chance with Maya. Like seriously.
You don't think that, right?
I would like to think that that's the case, but, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen.
You got to be real.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to be real yourself.
I'm going to still shoot the J. If I get the opportunity, I'm going to shoot that J now. But my point is this. He's had to adjust probably a lot quicker than anybody else had. Like, you know, we talked about last year about his demeanor and, you know, the fact that, and I even said when he got paid and he had that busy offseason, that there's a good chance that he might struggle. And he did.
You called that.
He did struggle. Because, you know, when you get more money, you got more problems. You know, your time is different. You don't have the time to work out. So now this year, he has been reflective. Like, you can hear that in the press conference when he talked about how bad he played and how some of the plays he got, you know, he wish he had back. He got engaged. This is a process. Like, he's going to be better. I believe that he's going to be better.
When do we raise the bar?
The bar is already raised. The bar is high, Joe.
Well, but a lot of people are giving him a pass. Like,
pass because it's the first game.
But it is the first game. So let me put it in this context. I mentioned that turnovers last year were a lot, and now he starts the year off with some turnovers in his first game. And the fumble, which we could say his fault is not his fault. You know, the cam snapped it too early, but okay. Last year, he was the 20th ranked passer in the NFL. 20. This year, and it's one game, just right, we just got one game. He ranked 24th after week one. Can I tell you the guys that are behind Jalen Hurts after week one in passer rating?
I know Daniel Jones.
Okay, here are the names. And I'm going to give you a little context on all these guys. Jacoby Brissett. He's a half a backup.
Journeyman.
Yeah, he's holding the spot until Drake May takes it. Kirk Cousins off an Achilles. Caleb Williams, rookie. Will Levis stinks. Deshaun Watson cooked and in trouble again. Bo Nix, rookie. Daniel Jones stinks. Bryce Young stinks. So the only guys that are behind him after week one are either journeymen, coming off a big injury, rookies, or they just flat out stink. So, like, I think he's better than all those guys. I mean, I'm not saying he's literally as good as those guys. I think he's way better than those guys, but that's the company he keeps passer rating after week one. 215-592-9494. I'm curious to see today how many people give him a pass, but then I'm also curious to see as this goes on, does that last? Like, let me ask you this, Hugh, before we go back to the phones. If Jalen has another up and down game Monday night, is he getting a pass next week?
No. Nah.
Oh, so it's a 1 week pass.
No, it's a 1 week pass.
Okay.
No, because at that point, like, I'm willing to give him. Let me tell you why I'm giving a pass. I'm factoring in the fact that the schedule was probably off. Like, as far as what they wanted to do. You go into a game and you have a template of what you want to try to accomplish. You might, like, maybe they want to set up the run, or maybe they want to give him some manageable passes in order to get the game going. I think for both of those teams, it became a track meet right out the gate. I thought it started out like a marathon, or they thought it would be. Then it turned into a straight sprinter's track meet. So I think that was the case, and I think the field kind of threw everybody off, and then you had to scramble to adjust. Now, next week, with everything that we know and being at home and all this other stuff, no, you're not going to get the same pass from me.
Extra rest,
like,
too.
You better, like, listen, there not nan, better not be nan pick thrown come Monday Night Football against the Atlanta Falcons. Better not nan pick be thrown. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm coming at with it. The defense better play better. The offense look like they're clicking on all cylinders for me. And he can't make the mistakes that he made. He better look like that $250 million quarterback that we gave all that money to.
I think part of the reason why this is so on top of my brain is when you watch Saquon and AJ and Devontae in this line, you realize the bones are here for a great offense if the quarterback plays well. I mean, it could be a great offense. It could be, you know, like you guys were both predicting towards this summer. Like, they could score in the upper 20s every game if the quarterback just holds onto the ball and delivers it where it's supposed to go. Matt in Mullica Hill. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Matt. What's up, pal?
So, I enjoyed the game. I know it was the first week, so I didn't want to put much steam into what happened, except I don't understand when Jalen was audibling using the term Tiger Wire, every time I knew exactly what the play was. It was a read option, and he got smashed every time. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, Matt, if you were able to pick that up from Mullica Hill, I guess the Packers are able to pick it up three yards above the line of scrimmage. I did hear that a few times. Was the Tiger Wire? I heard it.
Yeah, Tiger Wire. Oh, I'm like, it's a run, duh. And he's going to get clobbered. Yes, he did, because he's going to the same side. He did run to the left one time.
Hugh, what's your guess on what that means? If he's yelling something,
I mean, it's a tendency.
Yeah,
it's
if he's yelling something similar on different plays,
and if Matt, the thing, like, I hear what you're saying, but you still got to stop it though. Like, you know,
well, the Packers did.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
You still got to stop.
They had someone watching him the whole game, so he didn't get much yards when it was. Oh man.
No. It was certain plays that they ran, and you're like, man, why are you running that?
Yeah.
Like, but again, I feel like part of that is because everything got thrown off schedule. I really feel like that. I just feel like the way the game started, everything got thrown off schedule.
Well, it did, yeah. And Matt, we appreciate the call. It did, but that was just one play. I mean, let me ask you this. What does the play in the first quarter have to do with the fourth quarter? Like when he's throwing bad, you know, bad decisions, making poor decisions in the fourth quarter of the game, like, we're way past that. We're way past the first play of the game. Like, I don't understand what happened. I know Ike was on this yesterday. How does a guy go from being a good decision maker to now more reckless? I wonder, like, where is he trying too hard? Is he trying to justify the contract, who he is, who he's supposed to be?
Hero ball.
That's the part that is the strangest to me. It's not. I agree with when you say he throws a better ball now. I agree with you. He's better mechanically. He just throws the ball nicer now than he did when he first came in the league. It's the decision making that's changed for him.
Yeah, and I think part of that is because there might be some pressure to be the guy that you feel that has to live up to the money that you made.
Well, when you mention all the changes, that's in my, like, when I looked at the numbers this morning, right? The line of demarcation is when they paid him, right? He didn't throw interceptions before then. Since they paid him, he throws a lot. Something changed.
I'm just saying.
Something changed around here.
I'm just saying. I just remember us having this conversation. I was like, boy, everything got kind of different when you got that bread. It got a little different when you got that bread. But the pressure's ramped up. No question about it.
Well, that is true. Sure.
And now you're on a team where, and I don't know if Jalen's like this, but you're on a team where, like, you're the face of the franchise, but you're not the headliner. If that makes sense.
Well, Friday was Saquon.
Yeah, you're not the headliner. You got a star-studded cast, man. And we've seen in the past, whether we want to admit it or not, like when some people come in and they become that guy, you know.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That might be a little bit, you know, tough for some people to handle.
Well, that's even more why the interceptions make no sense to me, because he doesn't need to force things, right? He's got a ton of weapons. Like, you watch the Bills game on Sunday. Josh Allen, because they lost Stephon Diggs now, right? He's gone. That team's young. They don't have many established star receivers. Like, I get why he's got to play hero ball for them to win. I don't think Jalen does. If Jalen just takes care of the football and distributes, he's going to have good numbers, and they're going to score a lot of points. Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Good morning, man.
Morning, Chris. What's up, pal?
Damn you, Hugh Douglas.
What I do now.
Tell him, Chris.
What I do now.
Stop talking about bacon. As soon as you start talking about bacon, I just start craving bacon. I'm
man,
fat
brought,
enough.
Hey,
I
Chris,
don't
they right? But see, bacon is keto. So that as long as you, if you on the keto diet, you're good. They brought a lot
Chris,
of bacon.
Chris, go pick up your Hatfield bacon.
Hatfield brought a lot of bacon.
I mean, they brought in so much today that Hugh's got a bag full to bring home.
Make sure you get some of that for yourself there, Joe. You can have yourself a good slab of bacon tonight for dinner.
Well, I have a bag to bring home for my kids, so I am definitely bringing it home to cook it up. Chris, what do you got for us?
Guys, here's what I got for you. Damn you, Hugh Douglas. Listen, Joe is speaking. When you make me agree with Joe on an Eagles point, then you know there's something wrong here, okay?
what point is that?
Listen, so here's the thing. All the excuse callers for Jalen, you know, they already started this morning. They're going to talk about, it's a new offense. Listen, he's a fifth-year starter, and here's what that's already been said. But here's the thing. It wasn't that he made a bad read because it's a new play. He threw the guy one way, threw the ball one way, and the guy broke the other way. It's your fifth-year starter, and again, this I'm not a Jalen hater, and all you morons that'll say I'm a hater, you're morons. Here's what it is. He did phenomenal things, but what is in question is this. He's become a turnover machine because of bad decisions. Your fifth-year starter, when there's three guys on the deep ball, when he's triple covered, don't throw.
You can't throw that one. I know which one you're talking about. You can't throw that.
Yes. When you look at Dotson, you go to another read. Don't come back to Dotson when there's a guy standing right there. That's the problem. And Hugh, the field doesn't affect that either, okay? So that's the problem that I have, is it's that forcing of the ball. It's that heat, that stubbornness or unwillingness to learn. I have a point to you maybe about all of this, Joe, because you're questioning what happened, right? He got his bread, so now all of a sudden he's playing a little bit. Here's my thought. Maybe Jalen wasn't really being Jalen because Jalen wanted to get paid. So Jalen was playing really conservative because he knew he couldn't play, you know, like a gunslinger, like a Brett Favre, right? Well, now that he got paid, now he's being Jalen. So Jalen is a risk taker and Jalen is a gambler, because there's no way a guy that has his much playing experience and his much grooming from a young quarterback with his dad coaching him all the way through college, starting 5 years in NFL starter, to continue to do this without knowing, I can't do this, unless that is just part of him that he has to rein in. So, guys, that's where my fear is with him. That's what I'm worried about with him, and that's where he does not get a pass. This isn't the first time. This is a long-time thing. And you know what? He needs to nip it in the butt, just like another guy that I'm going to point out on my way out with you on my last point, because it's the same damn thing. Bryce Harper, stop watching the ball.
Oh, Chris, I'm glad you said it. No, you can't do it.
Run it.
Yes. Chris, we're going to. I'm glad you said it. Yep.
Jalen and Bryce are both on warning right now. Stop your mental nonsense and play within the game.
Just play smart. Just play smart. Chris, appreciate it. We're going to get to the Harper thing coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Yeah, if it was one, I keep going back to this. Yes, it was a new offense. Yes, it was a slippery field. What was last year? What was last year? It wasn't all slippery fields and
no,
new offense.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. But this is the reason why I'm giving Jalen the pass, and I understand why most people don't. And that's your right not to, because I for one, like I said, I'm giving him a clean slate until I'm not. I guess you kind of changed your mind on that. But I'm not talking about you right now. I'm just you know, pointing out the facts, but pointing out my side of it. And I feel like a lot of times when we talk about what he is, we like to bring up the past. Like, you know, because I, like, again, heard people talking about, well, you know, he did this last year and all this other stuff.
But it's a pattern.
It's a new year.
But we're off to a bad start.
No, it's a new year. And I understand where people are coming from when they say, well, you know, it was where he picked up from last year.
Yeah.
But we also have to understand that there was a lot going on in this game that probably forced a lot of things to be a lot different.
I agree with that. But, you know, and we'll take everyone's phone call, 215-592-9494. There's, you know, Hugh, we do this all the time with players. There's different ways to, like, spin statistics, right?
Yeah, we spin doctors.
We spin doctors. So, and there's a lot of ways to do it. You could divide it up the first half of his career, the second half, the first 34 starts, the last 18, last year, this year. You know what's becoming more and more true the more and more he plays, right? And we have a bigger sample. You always talk about small sample versus big sample, right? There's only one year he has been great. One. And that was 2022. And, like, Friday wasn't great, and we hope he plays great on Monday against the Falcons, and hopefully by the end of this year we have 2 years. But that's the reality of where it's been. Can we hear from Nick Sirianni, and then we'll react with you guys on the other side. Sirianni praising Hurts from coming back from the turnovers and kind of having adversity after them.
You know, I really was – we couldn't have played a worse first quarter than we did. Offensively, defensively, did a great job of stepping up, but we couldn't have played a worse first quarter than we did. And then we came back down the field. He hit Saquon with an unbelievable throw. And so there, you know, he's going to want some plays back, obviously. But I thought, you know, Jalen started it as far as the dog mentality of playing through and handling the adversity. Again, it wasn't perfect. It wasn't perfect by any means. We can help him out with some play calls here and there as well. But I thought he responded good. Like that 4 minute drive that we had, that drive started with what, eight some minutes left to go in the game, and we gave him the ball back with 27 seconds. Why? Because Jalen and Devontae connected on some huge plays.
Well, they did. It reminded me of the Tampa game last year where they ran the clock out at the end. 215-592-9494. For your reaction to that and all this, are you giving Jalen Hurts a pass for the week one performance, including the turnovers? 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls here coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And join me tomorrow night under the stars at Sunset Social in Center City for our next Go Yards watch party with Philly Standard, the tailgate beer from Yards Brewing Company and Kyle Schwarber. Cheer on Kyle as he takes on Tampa. Enjoy $5 Philly Standards and register for a chance to win the Kyle Schwarber Ballpark Experience, on-field batting practice, a meet-and-greet with Kyle, and tickets with me in the Yard Suite tomorrow at Sunset Social in Center City. Yards Brewing Company, made by Philly. Celebrate responsibly.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.